Waka 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 Podzilla 1985 fans. It's Tanner Thursday on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Woo!
Wow!
You didn't expect that, did you?
No.
No.
Neither did
I. Did not.
No, but he did. Got to keep it fresh. We don't want to get stale like some other podcasts.
Oh, how weenie in the butt of him.
I was thinking Crazy Ira and the douche.
I like Crazy Gideon. He sells electronics. And if you don't buy from him, there's something wrong with your brain. There is something wrong with my brain, or at least my ear, because I feel like something's burrowing into it and exploding at the same time. It hurts really bad.
Got that parasite.
Well, good. Whatever gets me closer to the end goal, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, it is Tanner Thursday tonight. We have Tanner back again. Hello, Tanner.
Hi.
We've got something to talk to you about here in a second.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's exciting. Also with us tonight, Ethan Craig Miles.
Hello.
Jesse Kimball.
What up?
Lindsay Wolfgang.
I'm here.
And Salacious Crumb. Oh, that was a weak one.
No.
Yeah. So
that was disappointing.
I found a Salacious Crumb doll. We found a Salacious Crumb doll at Walmart, and he talks. And if you know who Salacious Crumb is, he's the little monkey thing from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, you should have just kept it a secret.
Why? I want people to visualize it.
Because this is literally Shannon's favorite piece of Star Wars trivia.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I've used it many, many times. When I worked at Shoe Carnival, I would get on the microphone, and I would ask people, what's the name of Jabba the Hutt's sidekick from Return of the Jedi? No one ever got it. Only reason I knew it was because I read the novel when I was younger, and they actually named him, which I thought was pretty cool. So we found the Salacious Crumb of toy, and it talks, and it makes the weirdest little giggles and noises. And as I was walking home to my apartment the other night, I played it constantly as I walked. There were two kids playing basketball, and as I'm walking, it's just going like, ah, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, like that. I hear the kids just yell out, what the fuck? What was that? I'm scaring kids, and that's really what the season – that's the reason for the season.
It's so great.
Yeah, scaring kids is the best thing.
Yes.
Look, no
better than
knows.
Teaching them.
Oh.
Oh, it is.
Scaring them does teach them.
It teaches them not to fuck with me. Anyway, it's Thursday show. All
is scaring.
All illusions of professionalism goes out the window when Tanner's in the town.
Ninjas?
I got in trouble yesterday on the pro wrestling show for saying the term jizz factory.
I wonder why.
Probably because Sports factory. Center.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. They were like, Sports Center, man, come on. I'm like, you know, I know we throw around the term Sports Center, and I'm really glad that we're trying to be more professional. But if you think this show is going to ever be as good as Sports Center with our budget of, well, how much are we up to per month?
I'm making like $60 a month now.
Damn.
Yeah, $60 a month. Beat that, Sports Center.
Yeah, suck it.
They do every second.
They do.
They just beat us.
Let's real quick, Jesse.
And again.
Oh, but they're really.
They're doing well.
They beat us four times over just now.
Let's give a shout out real quick to our subscribers. Obviously to our subscribers. We appreciate the hell out of you guys. Yes. Also to our contributors on Patreon, which you can find us on Patreon, Jesse, at.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
And we got a new Patreon subscriber, Mr.
Joshua Shinfield.
Yes, who we have actually talked to before. He's from Canada, I believe. He commented on the show a while back. Seemed like a nice guy. Has his own show, which if you go to my Facebook, I've got it liked.
It's Press Start to Join, I believe, is the name of his podcast.
And if it's not, please don't take the money away.
You know, we actually found out he may have found us through Mandy.
Really?
How?
Yeah, because he liked a couple of posts on Mandy's Instagram.
Was this before or after he started liking us?
I'm not sure. Because I couldn't verify that timeline, but he didn't like any of the rest of us on Instagram.
No.
So
why
would
he?
Think, so you would think, though, if he found if he found Mandy on Instagram after finding us on Facebook, that he would have found the rest of us first.
Well, here's one thing, you never post on Instagram.
I have been trying.
Did.
Have you been doing more?
Yeah, I've done a couple of pictures recently.
I kind of want to turn
nerd up.
We should turn this more into like a legitimate journalistic entity, and I'm going to start requiring you guys to post at least 5 things on Twitter per day.
I don't do Twitter.
I can try.
Don't try.
I'll fail.
Yeah.
I don't tweet.
I just go to Twitter for news.
I'm a starly.
I go to Twitter to interact with celebrities because it's the easiest place to do it. Literally, you can just tweet
really
almost
true.
Anybody, and they'll reply. Mitch Pileggi.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that to the one person I've been trying to get a hold of for like 2 months.
Who?
Delirious.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jason Voorhees.
No.
I don't think he has Twitter.
He should. I'd be really interested. He should get an Instagram.
We have some other Patreon subscribers, though. And
Will Craft upped his donation.
I love Will Craft. I've known him forever.
Great guy.
Of course, there's Kevin Redbeard Schenkelberg.
Still the number one contributor.
The boss of Podzilla 1985.
The powers that be.
And I don't know, does Straw Hair Rat Whore still give us money?
I think she got declined last month.
Oh, that's a shame.
She's not anymore. But we've also got Cody and Tanner on there.
First time she's ever been declined by a group of men.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Jesus, let's just move past this.
Move past it, okay.
Yeah, let's move past it.
That's what we had to move past?
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else?
I'm trying to think.
These people give us money, and we really appreciate it. Like, we really do.
I think I got everybody. Like, those are the big three is Will, Josh, and Kevin.
Because here's what you people do, in case you don't know.
Oh, Billy Torres.
Yes, Billy Torres. Forgot about him. Enigmatic Billy Torres.
We have no idea who Billy Torres is.
But if you, Cody, let me know.
Cody, find out who Billy Torres is, because for a little while I thought it was an alternate handle for Billy Wolfert.
Yeah.
Because it came about like right after he left the Peanut Gallery.
Really weird though, Torres. That's a strange name for Billy to pick instead of, you know, Wolf Dong Shadow Striker or something like that.
Shannon!
Esquire.
What?
Sorry,
we
Billy.
Like these people.
I love Billy. Billy knows I love him.
Sorry, Billy.
Billy.
Love you.
Here's what you guys do, though. Whenever you subscribe to us and you give us money, you keep this show going because it pays for our monthly fees.
Yes.
We get new equipment. We've got a lot of new equipment, thanks to you guys. And just recently, we re-upped blogzilla1985.com, which we're going to relaunch soon.
As soon as I get off my lazy tush and finish making the artwork for the background.
Amongst many things. And we're going to have new authors. Ethan's going to write for us.
I can write.
Assuming he can write.
Better than talk.
We can only hope so.
It's maybe my writing skill is slightly better than my talking skill.
Because you can plan out writing.
Yes,
that's the good thing. The good thing about blogging instead of podcasting is that you can type it out. You can change it. You can
have Shannon spell check it.
Which is what I do for her. I'm not doing it for everybody, by the way.
I'm not letting anybody really spell check my thing.
At least run it through Microsoft Word spell checker.
Yes. Because I actually have a kind of funny story. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll drink.
Oh, thanks, buddy. But back when I was in high school, we had to do like a
year ago. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, this is Ethan, not Allie.
I'm 21. By the way, graduated when I was 19.
But not
the same day of my birthday.
19?
Yes.
You know, most people graduate at 18.
Yes.
That's the way his birthday fell, homie.
I hope so. I don't want you to be a super senior.
That's funny. But my mom decided, like, I was typing a paper out, and I said, "Hey, Mom, do you think you can help me, make the paper better?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure. I'll even, spell check it for you." So I trusted my mom, and handed the paper in. After about a week later, I get the paper back. I get a C because at the end, the word shit was at the end of the paper. So what would have been a solid B plus or even an A got docked to a C.
Hold on, back up. Did you misspell
Did you misspell a word? Did your mom put that word? I'm also confused how that got in your paper.
In my head.
As was I.
I'm gonna steal Asa and Dalton's headcanon. What I imagine is, as your mom was spell checking it and proofreading it, she did so many things. She was just like, shit, and wrote it on accident. Can I share a story with you?
Yes.
So when I was younger, Darkwing Duck was huge. And
good. As
you know, Darkwing Duck, the villains were a part of an organization called Shush.
Uh-oh.
They had a contest. Name Shush. Lindsay, do you remember this contest?
No, I don't.
I'm sure this happened.
I don't doubt it, but I was more into DuckTales than Darkwing.
I think Shannon's doubting it more than anybody else.
I think so, too. I can't trust my own mind anymore.
He really doesn't.
So I didn't know what to put. I really wanted to enter this contest. And I was like, Dad, help me. That was a mistake.
That's a horrible mistake.
Because I'm pretty sure my dad was 6 sheets to the wind by 2. So my dad entered it. And he wrote it down for me, sent it in, and they declared someone else the winner. I was like, oh, I didn't win. Dad, what'd you put? He put shitheads under schoolhouses.
What? Oh, my.
I can't imagine why I wasn't the winner.
Well, somebody read it and probably thought it was the funniest thing ever.
They probably did. They probably, that's great, and then threw it away.
We can't use this.
Can't you? Wait, what, really on Fox Kids? No shitheads under schoolhouses?
I can't imagine your dad doing something like that.
Oh, the sarcasm. It's so thick in Tanner's voice.
It hurts.
I don't even remember.
You had to know him.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I at least have positive feelings about my writing skill.
And I'm looking forward to what you can do. I'm excited. This is a group project. The bad thing about Blogzilla 1985 originally was that it was my baby. Just like Podzilla started out as my baby. And I extended my arms to people. And we invited Osby Tomlin in. And Louis Benson. And Phil Brock. And Lindsay Wolfgang. And Melissa Bell. And of them...
One of those was a mistake.
Well, Melissa... I think Louis wrote one article. Maybe. Phil wrote a bunch. One of Phil's is actually in the top 10, which is really nice. Melissa wrote her heart out. She really did. The problem was Melissa wrote about K-pop.
And it was all K-pop.
Exclusively. And
I remember. Could
have called it like the K-pop corner.
She called it the K-wave or something.
I'm trying to remember Melissa.
She worked at Shoe Carnival. She's like my oldest friend.
Okay, a different person I'm thinking of then.
Yeah.
Crowford.
Yeah.
Used to be Crowford. I've known her forever. And yeah, eventually I kicked everybody off except me and Lindsay. And then we started Podzilla. I gave it to Lindsay. She wrote for a little while, but it was pretty much just her because I wasn't doing it anymore because I was doing this. And then she started doing this more, and then we just kind of let it go. But now I'm inviting more writers in. We're going to have more content. It's good because you can write stuff that you don't have to wait for. Like, let's say something happens in the news. I don't have to wait for Thursday to talk about it. I can just write an article about it, and then I can still talk about it on Thursday because the audiences are different. And some are same, obviously. Now, here's a trick. I have CJ writing for it.
Why?
Because it shuts him the fuck up about being on the show.
Oh,
that's actually a really good idea.
You know, you're right.
Yeah. CJ, he can get his creative outlet on, and good for him. And I like CJ, but I get tired of pandering to him. Or not pandering to him. I get tired of reassuring him all the time.
And that's the thing. Like, I can't deal with the fishing.
Yeah.
I can't.
You didn't buy Super Bass Pro to do that.
No,
we
I
have
did
a copy
not.
On Super Nintendo.
That's good to know.
So yes. on the show tonight, stay tuned for Blogzilla 1985, by the way. On the show tonight, though, we're going to talk about a real horror story of one of the great horror characters of our time, Donald Trump.
I knew it.
We're going to talk.
Toupee can kill.
We're going to talk about Nickelodeon because Lindsay's got some happy news for us. Another murder, another senseless George Zimmerman 2.0. We're going to talk about that. But first, before we do that, Tanner, the man himself is here. And you said before the show, you want to talk about Jason Voorhees. You want to talk about Friday the 13th. You got a rant to give. While you do that, I'm going to plug this in because I forgot to. So I'll be back in a second. Tanner, talk amongst yourself.
Amongst myself.
How does that work?
I don't know.
He can't communicate with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tanner is on another plane of
existence. I can listen.
Okay, so it was announced earlier this year that CW was picking up a Friday the 13th TV series.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was going to be much different compared to what the original Friday the 13th TV series was on Sci-Fi, which had nothing to do with the movie franchise.
No, in fact, if I remember the original Friday the 13th, I'm back, by the way.
Yeah, hi.
The original Friday the 13th show was about almost like haunted objects.
Yeah.
And they were trying to collect them.
But it was from the same writers.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was an anthology show, kind of.
Yeah.
Not so much. That was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, I mean, did they...
It had central characters that they followed, as opposed to, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, which had... It was like Tales from the Crypt, but with Freddy, yeah.
So, this was going to be an actual show set in Camp Crystal Lake with Jason Voorhees as the stalker. Or something leading up with his mom, or just... Like some type of in between for the movies.
I heard it was a wet hot summer for the 2016s.
Have you ever seen Friday the 13th?
No. That's a stupid ass question to ask me.
That was sarcasm too.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear it because of my ear.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm scared of being in between you two.
It's okay.
It's okay, little man.
Like I swear, one of you guys are just gonna lunge after the other, and I'm just gonna get. Caught in the crossfire.
Ethan's like the little soldier standing between Godzilla and Mechagodzilla.
Ethan's out on the battlefield during the Civil War with his drums.
It's like, why am I here?
While Tanner and I take aim at each other. He's a little drummer boy.
Come to find out today, actually about an hour ago, the show has been canceled
before it even started.
Why was it canceled? Any news?
No. Other than the only information they gave is it could possibly get picked up by another network. and by January. It has to be done by January with a pilot.
Which is possible.
It's very possible.
Constantine got picked up by the CW after NBC dropped
and
it.
And I love CW. Like, they have just everything that's awesome on TV right now.
Oh, except for the Arrow.
What did you say? Except for the Arrow?
Yeah, the Arrow turned into a garbage
show. I thought you guys loved Arrow.
I did originally. It was an awesome show. Now a garbage show.
He hates Felicity.
It's a trash bird?
It's a trash bird.
He hates one character on the show and it just ruins it for him.
No, that is not true. That character ruined the show. I actually liked Felicity. She ruined the show, and now I hate her.
Yeah. We're talking about the girl with the curly hair.
The blonde.
That went to college, and Scott Conn was there.
I don't get this bit.
I don't get it.
Five people know what Felicity is. Never mind.
I remember there being a show called Felicity, but I don't remember what it was about.
That's the joke. Wait, hold on. Never watched that show. I'm inserting Rainier Wolfcastle right here. Go ahead, Tanner.
What the?
You'll hear it.
Okay.
When the show comes out. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, CW has this everything I love on TV now, and then they canceled, like, the one thing I'm looking forward to the most.
Because you're a huge Friday the 13th
fan. I am the biggest Friday the 13th
You really
fan.
Are.
I remember when Mortal Kombat X came out with the Jason Voorhees DLC. You were ecstatic.
I remember when he put the mask on and hid in the back of the car to scare Asa, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, was it Asa that was sitting in that chair where Jesse is, looking around going, is he here?
Terrified I was going to show up with that mask.
That was
mask.
Dalton.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Was it Asa?
This is before we talked to Dalton, I'm pretty sure.
No, Dalton, because remember Dalton was on the Terrifying Tanner Thursdays.
Oh, that's right.
No, this one was Asa because Asa was terrified of me showing up with the mask. I actually listened to that show recently.
I remember that. I got like a text message from Jesse. He's like, hey, sneak up on, I think it was Asa.
Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah.
Good times.
So... Now that just kind of piles on to everything else that the shit show is happening to the Friday the 13th franchise now. They were supposed to be coming out with a new film. Originally, it was pegged as a found footage, which just had me all kinds of excited.
You were excited. Oh. You were excited. I believe that this was the sound of your erection hitting the table.
It was, no, the table would have broke.
Your dick was so hard it could cut diamonds.
Let's start calling him Iron Dick.
That's my new superhero name.
Diamond Dick.
Diamond Dick.
It's a diamond dozen.
Guys, please. Let's move past it.
Okay, anyway. So that got canned, and so they decided they were going to do a film that was kind of a prequel of everything leading up to what Jason became.
Which is terrible.
Not really, but if you know the mythos of the story, what happens between the time he quote-unquote drowns and comes back, the actual story is very good.
I assume he just sat out in the woods and ate grubs.
Kind of, yeah. And spied
That
on...
does make for a good prequel.
Well, it's just everything that happens with him growing up out in the woods on his own and his mother and his father and what turns him into the unstoppable killing machine he becomes.
See, I don't want a prequel for that. I want an explanation about what he did from the time he was a child to when he was a full-grown man killing campers again.
That's what this would...
I thought you said it was a prequel to before he drowned.
No, from the time he drowned on.
Okay.
I'm sure they would have shown, like, birth because his story actually starts before he's even conceived.
Are you talking about that terrible, like, Curse of Michael Myers movie that talked about how he was like a... Oh, God, I don't even know anymore.
I don't know what film you're talking about,
The one with Paul Rudd.
I don't know what you're talking about, Shannon. I don't know what you're talking about, Shannon.
I get the bit now.
Do scared? You? I'm get it. A little drummer boy. Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum.
So... Now, there's that now. It's been canceled.
Jesse gave me the Popeye canceled. Face there, by the way.
Anyway. So,
yeah, that's what that was.
So the movie's been pushed back now, at least another year. And the film, the video game that was just teased at E3, which looked fantastic.
You're talking about the 6-on-1 or whatever, or is it 7-on-1? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Where you play as Jason.
You play as Jason.
One person plays as Jason, and you have a bunch of people playing as people.
Oh,
here's the problem, though. They've
I was
done
ready
that.
To pre-order it right there.
They've done that game. It's out. Really?
Yeah, there's I
forget what it's called.
I do, too, but...
Darkest Night or something like that.
You know, I don't give a shit unless the character's Jason.
He's not Jason, but he basically is.
Yeah, like you can actually get a skin for it to make it look a whole lot like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, and it's basically you're the people trying to escape him, and he's chasing you.
It's in beta right now,
I think. It looked pretty cool. I saw somebody stream it, but obviously it's that whole thing of... It may be even the exact same thing, but it's still not Friday the 13th. Like I could play Rift or one of those other MMOs that's just like Warcraft, but it's not Warcraft.
One of the other things that would make it a Friday the 13th game, it would be the music.
And nudity.
But music more than anything.
Gotta see some slutty...
some slutty college girls.
Camp counselors.
Yeah.
See, you guys say that, but me, it's the music and the sound effects, and it's Manfredini, and...
I mean, just without that stuff, it's not an old school slasher. You've got to have slutty camp counselors.
Oh, yeah.
It's the trinity. You have to have the gore, the boobs, and the 80s music.
It's true.
The whole...
also
that,
a plot, if you can string one together.
That's enough.
Hey, let's go back to camp. You mean that one where people have been murdered consecutively every Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Also, let's bone.
nothing makes me hotter.
Nothing makes me hotter than knowing people died here.
Fully erect.
Those are always my favorite kills when he gets them in the middle of the act.
My favorite. What's your? Oh, this is stupid. This is completely off topic. But what's your favorite Friday the 13th kill?
Oh,
hardest question I've ever asked on the show.
I've got a couple. One was from Part 6, just because it was funny, and it was the during the paintball fight. They get the nerdy guy with the glasses shoots Jason twice with a paintball gun. Jason just gets pissed off, looks at him, kind of tilts his head like he's, are you stupid? Grabs him by the arm and swings him at where he hits face first into a tree, rips his arm off, and when he slides off the tree, there's just a
smiley
bloody
face.
Smiley face.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's so awesome.
One of my favorites. Oh, gosh. I think it's, was it Jason Takes Manhattan?
The Muppets Take Manhattan?
No.
No,
it was Jason versus the Muppets.
Yes. That's the movie I want to see.
Hello there, killer.
Kill me. Okay, what was your favorite kill?
But, it was a boxer. He was, like,
oh,
running
yeah.
away.
Oh, he punches his head off. Yeah.
All right,
it was,
your
like,
turn.
It was, like, on the roof of, like, a building, and he gets cornered. So...
I had to touch Ethan to remind him to speak into the mic.
But one of my favorite kills is that, like, he gets cornered, the guy. So he, like, turns to Jason, and he's like, all right, let's go. So he keeps, like, whamming, punching, right in the head, right in the head, right in the head. He gets tired, and then, like, Jason picks him up by his neck and throws him off.
No.
Oh, no. He punches his head off.
Yeah, he gets so tired, he goes, all right, your turn. His knuckles are just all bloody from hitting Jason. He goes, all right, your turn. One punch, head goes flying out.
That's how I want to go out.
And you're all clearly wrong. The best kill from Friday the 13th is from Jason X.
Yes, that was going to be
mine. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, where they have the simulation.
Yes.
And she picks them up in the sleeping bag.
Because it's the build-up that's the best part. He walks in, there's these two hot college girls, and they're just like smoking weed, and they're like,
we have premarital sex?
We love premarital sex. And then literally cuts away, and when you see him again, they're in the sleeping bag screaming as he's bashing them against
the tree. So, like, seriously,
tree.
I was at, because I was waiting to get to my turn, and I was going to be like, all right, you guys are going to hate me for this one, but my favorite kill is from Jason X.
No, that was the...
two of the best kills from the whole franchise are from that movie.
The Frozen Face?
The Frozen Face was actually rated like one of the top five kills in the whole franchise.
I also like the one where the girl gets sucked out the little grate, because she goes, this sucks on so many levels, and then gets sucked out. Get it?
This sounds like a comedy.
It pretty much was. Because that was funny.
A lot of scenes were funny.
The funniest kill got completely... Nick's from the movie, and it's not from a movie that I particularly care for. It's Part 5.
Is that the one where it's not Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
But the Jason character ends up being Roy. There's a punk rocker, and she's just in her room, just rocking out, dancing.
I remember this, yeah.
In the initial scene where she was killed, she does a move or something and ends up falling to the point where he takes whatever weapon he has at that time and sticks it right in her hoo-ha and kills her.
Ouch.
Tanner, you just said a lot about yourself there.
Her
right
coochie.
In her
right?
hoo-ha. I just Steve Harvey'd it. Her coochie.
Right. I don't want to host this show anymore.
You can get on the joke with us. Go on YouTube, search Steve Harvey doesn't want to host Family Feud anymore. It is a great video.
Really
better
is.
Than this show.
That's true.
Lick himself.
All right, no, stop. Let's stop there. Lindsay, what's your favorite kill?
I've never watched any of them.
Have you really not watched any of them?
No.
I've never made you watch any?
Oh, we gotta change this.
I think I never made her watch it because Friday the 13th was my second least favorite of that era's killers. Because first for me is obviously Freddy. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, I would put Chucky. Because he did scare me as a kid. He scared me.
I had several nightmares as a kid about Chucky.
And then a Hellraiser, Pinhead.
I never liked those movies.
I love the first one a lot.
You know, I've never seen any of the Hellraiser movies.
First one's great. The other ones are not.
You made me watch the first one, and
you didn't
maybe
like it.
The
it was disgusting.
Third. Yeah, I don't like slasher.
Then Jason, and then last is Michael Myers. I always found him so boring. Just
really,
a dude in a William Shatner mask, slaughtering, chasing after Jamie Lee Hermaphrodite.
It is.
That's the rumor. No. That's the rumor. It's a rumor. I didn't make it up.
It's not a rumor. Like, she confirmed it.
She did not confirm it.
Yes, she did.
Hold on.
What?
She was born with both genitalia.
No, that is a rumor. Cite your source on that one.
I've heard that forever.
I'm going to need some sauce. That's what I'm going to need right now.
Yep. We'll look it up after the show. Later, yeah. Cody.
Messages.
Fact check it for us, buddy.
Email us at is she a hermaphrodite.
I don't think she has any kids, does she?
Podzilla1985.com.
Well, she's too hot to have kids. You saw her in True Lies when she was pole dancing. That's all woman. Although they do trick you really well.
Nah. I remember there was a period of time where Shannon would send me pictures.
Yes.
Of very attractive women.
Is she yes. hot?
Oh, he did that to you too?
Dalton.
That's his favorite game.
That was a trap.
It was always a trap. That's why
it was
like,
literally a trap.
Yeah, it was. Basically, it got to a point where every time he would send me a picture of just this really hot woman, I'm like, and he would ask me, "Is she hot?" I'm like,
"Where's the penis?"
Yes. So let me guess, she has a penis. And then like he would just send me like the, "Yeah, she does."
Which is why when I sent you Melissa Devlin, you were shocked.
I was.
You were like, "Yeah, she's really hot. Where's the dick?" No, this is a woman. What? They make those?
He threw you a curveball.
I remember after he started sending these pictures to me, he goes, "Yeah, I just wrote an article about it on Blogzilla."
One of the best articles on Blogzilla.
Yeah, I go home to Brandon. She goes, "Oh, Brandon, Shannon posted a new blog. I'm like, "Oh, don't read it. Don't read it."
There was no nudity.
Shannon had been doing that to me for months before he ever wrote that blog.
Here's why. Shannon found out that he finds some shemales attractive, and then he started feeling weird. He wanted everyone else to feel weird.
I mean, like, it's one of those things. We've talked about this
before.
Did we
talk about it on the show once?
Yeah, we have actually talked about this on a show.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. Like, and I was into the girls that you would send me until I saw the penis. And that was just an immediate, like, yep.
My theory is if the penis is small enough,
nope.
I can ignore it.
I can't.
No.
Now, if we're talking, like, full-on, you know, 2-liter bottle, I can't.
2-liter bottle?
I can't ignore that.
They get that big?
But if it's just a little bird, if it's just...
Lindsay, I'm sorry.
Someone show this boy legs in his steel. Just get it over with.
You guys are forgetting for how long I've lived with this one.
Okay, so
it's really true.
Let's segue. Speaking of dicks,
Donald Trump.
Can we talk about Donald Trump?
Do we have to?
If we got to get it out of the way, it's kind of like a
from one movie villain to another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, real life.
No villain. Movie.
He's clearly a character.
Are we in a simulation? Is this a movie?
We'll never know.
We're going to talk about that.
All the alien sightings make me believe that we are.
I'm not even going to touch that.
Let's move past it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that. You don't talk about aliens on this show.
I'm sensing some resistance here. So I'm just gonna plow through.
Well, Jesse always told me, don't let the resistance stop my progress.
He said what meant.
So here's what happened. We're done talking about dicks. We're done talking about...
Well, we're not done talking about dicks yet.
Touche, salesman.
Penises.
We should probably put on in the description of this video to tune in to the actual content of the show.
Skip
to this time.
I mean, it's 30 minutes in.
So skip to 30
this
minutes.
This is half the show here. People love squalor. So here's what happened. Donald Trump, where do you want to start? And Ethan, to answer your question that you asked me a while back, I want to say this on the air. You said, why are we talking about Donald Trump so much? Why don't we stop talking about him? When he stops saying stupid things, we will stop talking about him. Donald Trump, every week, has topped himself in terms of the severity of his...
What will he say next?
Everyone says they love him because he
tells
the truth.
Trump says the darndest things.
Here's the true thing he said this week. No, let's start with last week. Before we even get into ISIS, let's talk about Donald Trump saying that Hillary Clinton is going to choose her own judges. She's going to take away your guns, and no one can stop her if she gets in and does that, except the Second Amendment people. They could do something.
He kind of hesitates there after a second. He's like, well, nobody's going to be able to do anything after she does all this, except maybe you Second Amendment folks.
Now, here's what he said he meant. He said he meant that gun control is an important issue, and those people who are in favor of having guns need to get out and vote and stop Hillary Clinton. Here's what he actually meant. He is advocating that someone shoot Hillary Clinton.
So I actually saw... all right, so you know that wonderful little comic that we love about, like, the guy trying to choose between pressing two buttons?
And he's sweating.
And they're always comical?
Yeah.
So, like, somebody posted one about r/TheDonald, basically, or Donald Trump supporters, we'll go with that. And it said... Trump, one of the buttons says Trump always says what he means. The other one was like, well, I think he actually meant
what he says he means versus what he means.
Yeah. And it was just like one of those buttons, like, because, you know, that's the thing they always tout. Like, that's the line you always hear. It's like, Trump is not afraid to say what's on his mind, and he always means what he says. And then we get to this one, and they're like,
The problem with Donald Trump, according to the media, is that he says what he means. Just sometimes his brain doesn't catch up to his mouth, or his mouth doesn't catch up to his brain. So which one is it?
I think it's his brain doesn't catch up to his mouth.
His
I
mouth
just think
runs.
He can't catch up.
Well, here's the thing. What we were talking about earlier, apparently he doesn't care. He says what meant.
That is true.
Well, no, that's the thing. He's gone back on this, like, even with the... the calling for the assassination thing. He's the one that came out and said, like, it wasn't his publicity people. Like, yeah. He actually said, no, this is what I actually meant by this.
He backtracked because he said a very stupid thing. And that's the thing with Donald Trump. How many times during this campaign and in the preliminaries and all of that stuff did he say stupid things and then the next day go, well, no, hold on. I know it sounded bad. But here's what I actually meant. And that's the problem with Donald Trump is that he'll say the... Donald Trump says the darndest thing, like Ethan said. And then he'll gauge the reaction, and if it's too bad, he'll come back the next day and go, not what it meant.
So he at least has, like, a little bit of, okay, maybe that was bad.
No.
Kind of thing.
See, don't make a mistake. He doesn't apologize and backtrack because he said the wrong thing. He only does it because it's going to hurt him in the election.
Uh-huh. And then he says the thing this week.
Well, see, his apologies are really just, his apologies really are just, they're not so much, like, I'm sorry that you misunderstood me.
Backhanded compliments.
Basically, what Donald Trump is saying is, he's saying, I'm sorry I got caught. He's not sorry that he said it, he's sorry that you got offended by it, and he doesn't want you to not vote for him. So here's the explanation that will cater to you, while the people that heard him say the original thing, that supports the original thing, doesn't even register the apology. They heard what they wanted. They heard what meant, and the
they
other people
heard what meant,
and the other people heard what they needed to hear to go, well, maybe Trump's not so bad. Former New York Mayor Giuliani was on, I forget what show he was on this week. Spent 31 minutes defending Donald Trump. He's one of the last few people that is defending Donald Trump. Donald Trump is down. Last I checked, 10 to 11% in the polls. His campaign is tanking. There's that Time magazine cover that got sent to the group today of a picture of Donald Trump, like a cartoon melting, and it says Meltdown, which apparently is a real cover. Donald Trump is as close to now. The Death Star is ripe for that bomb right now. We need to drop that bomb.
We got to get shooting some Womp Rats.
And what I mean by someone needs to drop the bomb on the Death Star is someone needs to drop a bullet right between
his toes.
His beady little toes.
No, like,
I cleaned that up nicely.
He just needs to go away, like, be gone. And the crazy thing is, my uncle told me this theory, and I'm not sure if my uncle plans on voting for Trump or not. He didn't say he wasn't. He just said he's not voting for Hillary because I guess he dislikes Hillary more than he does Trump.
Gary, how?
I don't know. I'm not gonna try and relate to my family because I don't. I'm not gonna.
Not gonna do it.
I
be prudent.
A lot of people listening probably know or may not know about me. I'm very different from the majority of my family.
Hear, hear.
Agreed.
But anyway, he mentioned his little conspiracy theory that the phrase he gave to me was Trump is the smartest thing the Democratic Party has ever done. Because he firmly believes, very confident, that Trump is a plant by the Democratic Party.
He can't be anything else at this point.
You'd think he can't. Like, a part of me hopes that he is, so that I'm not, so that there's not actually someone this terrible that's gotten this far in, well, okay. He's gotten this far, someone as terrible as him would have, because clearly he did. Which just makes me really sad.
You're getting sad right now. Half your face just drooped. I stroked out.
I stroked out. I'm smelling toast.
Yeah. I think there's I said before the show I was going to say this. There is a clear line. There is a distinction between legitimate Republicans, conservatives, and Trump supporters. And what I mean by that is that the Trump supporters are so deep into the Kool-Aid. And I'm not even going to insult them and call them rednecks or hillbillies or anything like that.
Tea. We'll say tea.
Tea? Kool-Aid's bad thing?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just...
Does it have to be sweet tea? It has to be sweet tea.
No, it's...
I'm browning out right now.
Because of all that tea.
We separate ourselves from... Okay, so, like, Republican, conservative, and, like, what, 6 years ago, what he would have been considered was a Tea Party?
Oh, yeah.
That whole phase?
Yeah.
What happened?
When the Tea Party was popular?
Yeah.
It's still pretty popular. There's actually a very active Tea Party community here in Cape County. Because I have to set up once a month the common room where we have to get it set up once a month for the Tea Party, and these is some crazy folks if everything isn't to their liking.
Boy, I hate to hear that.
Don't tread on them.
I'm going to tread all over their asses. Anyway.
continue your statement. What?
That's the difference between...
He's saying that I should say that Trump supporters drink his tea, not his Kool-Aid.
It was a joke.
Because it was a joke about the Tea Party. Got it. I'm there. I'm caught up.
The Republicans, the smart Republicans are... And again, Tanner had a problem with us portraying Trump supporters as toothless, redneck idiots. And he's right. There are if you ever watch Trump rallies, there are black people, there are Hispanics, there are people from all over the world that support Trump. It's not a culture thing. It's a stupidity thing. They're not that smart. They don't have to be rednecks, but they're just not that smart.
Stupidity is so stupid that it doesn't recognize culture.
What a lot of them have, there's this issue. The Republican Party has spent the last like two decades trying to get all of their constituents to think that the media is evil, awful, and you shouldn't believe anything they say ever.
Except for...
Even Fox News.
Yeah, because Fox News... A lot of us don't even like Fox
News.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they'll buy into it. Like, there are Republicans that buy into Fox News.
Fox News is the only one still supporting Trump,
But if Fox News, you know, spouts something that the Republican Party disagrees with or that the general public disagrees with, then even that, like, if they're trying to get, you know, Republicans to believe something... Then even that, they're like, oh, that's the media trying to screw us again. That's the liberal Jew-run media.
And HBO. Hebrew box office.
And all this other stuff. And like that's a legitimate thing. Like the Republican Party has spent a ridiculous amount of time getting their constituents to distrust the media. So nothing that comes out about Trump, they believe.
Especially because Trump has banned multiple media outlets from his rallies. He has flat-out said, and I hate to cut you off, Jesse, but he has flat-out said, and as a journalist, I take I have a problem with this. I take offense to this, is what I'm trying to say.
You're offended?
I'm offended by this. He said that if he gets elected president, he's going to revoke so many rights of the press. He is going to go after the press because they wrote things about him he didn't like.
I mean,
you can't do that.
No, that's not the first.
How much, like, power you get? I mean, there's so much, like, yes, you're president, but you still have to...
Yeah, you can't just,
that's
like...
That's why we have a checks and balances.
Honestly,
you're not a dictator.
He has tried several times, like, or several of his policies that he's talked about are unconstitutional. So he talks about all these promises and makes all these promises, and these people that are drinking his tea are, like, they're all for it. They don't understand.
That it can't work that way.
Because they probably failed high school history.
Well, I mean, they're people that they don't do any research. The only research they get is the echo chambers they visit with, you know, just a bunch of other people spouting hate and pro-Donald propaganda.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's a propaganda fight.
Yeah, like, so, like, there's... I don't necessarily think that they're stupid, but they don't, like, they very much have this this idea of la, 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 you're telling me lies, I'm not going to listen to you, la, 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 facts are all conspiracies, la, 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 la.
Well, look at Ted Cruz outside of that rally he did where he saw the Trump protesters, and he talked to one and tried to explain to them the lies Trump was telling, and what did the guy just say? Lying Ted
at it again.
This is a funny one. My boss is a hardcore Trump supporter. And me and him we had butt heads all the time. Not always, we just don't get along, period. But then he gets talking about Trump, and it makes me angry. And he's asking me one day what my problem was with Trump. I'm like, well, he spouts off a lot of racism. And then, like, he goes, all right, then one thing he says is racist. I'm like, well, outside of the wall, blocking anybody from the Middle East who practices Islam from entering the country. He goes, yeah, but he won't do that. I'm like, well, you're supporting somebody who sit here and said he's gonna do something he can't.
That's his platform.
And then he says, you know, nothing like that's ever happened. You know, like he would never be able to do that. I'm like, it's happened before. It's happened here. World War II.
We had concentration camps for Japanese. Yeah.
It's happened. And they stopped Japanese people from visiting the United States during that period.
Well, I mean, and Donald Trump has talked about nukes. When do we use nukes? Japan.
Why can't we?
Why can't we use them is what Donald Trump says. So basically a Donald Trump presidency is concentration camps and nuclear weapons thrown around like hand jobs.
It's one of those, like, and like I said, I don't think that they're stupid. I like legitimately think they just don't.
They're ignorant.
They're ignorant.
There is a difference ignorant between stupidity and ignorant.
But honestly, like, the Republican Party in general, like, as a whole, has a problem right now.
They do.
Their top runners in the primaries were Ted Cruz Donald Trump.
And little Marco.
Almost. He's almost an afterthought.
He wasn't tall enough to get on the right.
It's one of
which is good, because that right also decapitated a 10-year-old boy.
Oh,
all
man.
The topical stuff.
So anyway, yeah,
thank you.
The fact that their two front runners were Donald Trump and Ted Cruz shows that there's a huge problem in the Republican Party right now.
The big problem with them right now is that they have to pick whether or not they want to support a person they don't want to support, just so Republicans can be in the presidential office, or to vote with their conscience and basically say we don't want Trump. Because, yeah, it's a huge civil war going on in the Republican Party right now. Donald Trump is still possibly ousted from running for president, and God,
well, because at this point, hope. The Republican Party wants to get rid of Trump.
All of them except a handful. Sean Hannity, I know he's not in politics, but, I mean, the man has his own show on Fox. He's a big Republican. He's a big conservative.
Yeah.
He has power.
The heads of the Republican parties, though, like, or the heads of the Republican Party, they
you know, Paul Ryan doesn't like him.
They want to knock Trump out. Like, they don't want him to run under the Republican ticket.
Because he's a train wreck.
But they know that, because they can. They very easily can say, well, no, like, he's not our candidate. But what's going to happen if they do that is just, like, prove to everyone that the primaries mean nothing.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose all confidence from the voters.
And they're
going to
splinter the Republican Party, because the people that voted for Trump that are so diehard for Trump will not vote for the next Republican candidate, because they'll feel betrayed by the Republican Party, and they won't even bother to vote, probably.
If they push him out, one of two things happens. Either Hillary wins on the landslide because votes are split.
Which is what will happen.
Or an independent or third party wins.
No.
It's one of those things.
You can, like, keep dreaming that dream. We all want to.
I'm saying, because if they push Trump out, Trump's going to run independent. He's going to do it just so he can try to fuck over.
He'd still lose, though.
He would.
There's just enough crazy people out there voting for him.
No, that's
like the
thing.
The only way I think it would not negatively affect, the only way we'd have a good race between two real candidates is if they push him out and he just doesn't run for the independent ticket.
Well, what's going to happen is it will splinter, because, yes, right now the only hope that Donald Trump has of winning is if you've got all of the crazies plus all of the Republicans that vote, you know, party line. Like, that number will get him enough vote. That could get him enough votes to be competitive. If he goes off by himself, then he literally only has the crazies.
Now, here's the problem, though. He started off so strong. The numbers were so even before. And Donald Trump's whole campaign has been based on the fact that he can say what he wants and get away with it, and it never hurts him. He legitimately said once, I'm not making this up, I could shoot someone here right now, and I would gain in the polls. He said that once.
Yeah, he did.
And what's happened in the past few weeks, because of statements like what we just talked about, is his numbers are starting to drop. The Republican Party is seeing that he is a mistake, that they hitched their wagon to the wrong horse.
Yeah.
Horses pull wagons. And now they want to get
But in
off
this
of
case, it's a jackass.
It's a mule. It's a donkey.
No, because mules
aren't the same. It's a donkey.
The donkey is the Democratic Party.
Either way, Donald Trump is an ass. Go on.
Yes.
Jackass.
Jackass.
Okay, go
on. I'm Donald Trump, and welcome to Jackass. This is the Run for President skit.
Let's see how long it'll go.
Too long.
I'd still rather watch Kenny Rogers.
I love Kenny Rogers, Jackass. Now, here's what he said this week, because you think that he can't get dumber. You think that he can't get worse. He advocated for murdering Hillary Clinton. He advocated for the Russians to hack into Hillary Clinton's email and expose her. Tanner?
But wait, there's more.
But wait, now for something completely different. Trump, this week, at a rally, said that President Barack Obama, Hussein Obama, by the way.
He had to stress that middle name.
Had to stress that Middle Eastern
My
name.
My mom does it every time she says his name.
Donald Trump said that Barack Obama founded ISIS.
How?
We'll get there. We'll feed you, baby bird.
He kind of explained it, but
yeah.
he didn't explain it at the rally, and that's the problem with Donald Trump, is he never backs up his claims with evidence. He just makes vague claims, which the crowd, as soon as he said, Obama founded it, they start clapping and cheering and going nuts. But he offered no evidence to back it up. He then said that Hillary Clinton was the co-founder.
Crooked Hillary.
Was the co-founder. He said that ISIS pays tribute to President Obama. He said ISIS pays tribute in a lot of ways. They honor President Obama with no evidence to support this claim. He tells the voters that the biggest terrorist group in the world right now honors our president. What a dangerous statement to make to a bunch of people who most of them, some of them, whatever you believe, aren't exactly all there. They're already buying into the tea, and now you're telling them that our president is the founder and the honoree of ISIS.
He's just trying to see what he can say and get away with now.
Well, he's been saying that from the beginning.
He went on a conservative program the next day, and I forget the name of the program. I want to say the guy's name's Hewitt, something like that. I don't care at this point. And he said, this guy, this conservative talk show host, tried to pull Donald Trump in. He said, they're going to confuse your words, what you said. Maybe you would like to elaborate on what you meant. You mean that the situation he created by pulling the troops out so quickly, that created ISIS. That's what you're saying, right? Which Donald Trump then defiantly said, no, I said what meant.
That'll be a month.
Barack Obama founded ISIS. Let me also mention that years ago when we were over there, Donald Trump's idea to get the troops out, he said, just pull them out. Pull them out right now. Declare victory. That country is going to a civil war. Pull the troops out right now. When Obama pulled the troops out, now he's saying that he founded ISIS by doing that. And so Donald Trump has flip-flopped once again in a campaign full of so many goddamn pancakes of fish.
I got a question.
The explanation I heard first was actually kind of the opposite, that the Bush administration was working toward pulling all the soldiers out slowly but surely. And then when Obama came in, and this is what I read that in Trump's explanation, but Obama made everything worse by continuing to stay there, and he should have pulled out.
The way he pulled out is, and I'm trying not to laugh every time I say pull out. Because it's very funny to me, because I'm immature. But the way he pulled out and the situation that he left there, basically he left the country in ruins, which gave rise to ISIS to take over.
Right.
That we did so much damage to that country.
And while it's not true, and I disagree with Trump, I see his point.
I do too. If he would have said it that way, it wouldn't have been as bad. But he has defiantly said, no, Obama founded ISIS. And he will not back off the comment. And this is the first time I can think of where he said something awful and hasn't retracted yet.
Yeah, and it's one of, even that phrasing, that phrasing does not imply in any way what he's actually talking about. If he would have said something like, ISIS was founded because of Obama, or Obama is responsible for ISIS being founded.
Yes.
Anything along those lines would have been better than Obama founded ISIS.
With Hillary Clinton as the co-founder.
With Hillary Clinton as his co-founder.
She gets the MVP award from ISIS. Ethan, you had a question.
When was ISIS founded?
I don't even know that answer. I remember I heard about ISIS for the first time a couple of years ago. They actually fought Al-Qaeda. And at first, legitimately, there were people that were cheering ISIS, saying, good, someone's taking the fight to Al-Qaeda. And then it turns out that they were even worse than Al-Qaeda could ever be. Come on, Tanner. There are videos of them throwing gay men off roofs to kill them. Beheadings galore. ISIS is god-awful.
Founded in 1999.
9/11.
It was founded in 1999.
9/11, yes. 9/11 is the worst terrorist act against the United States. It absolutely was.
I'm pretty sure ever.
It was one incident. It was one incident with planes that they hijacked. We're talking about, you said 1999?
Yes.
So we're talking about 17 years of terrorism throughout the world.
Where was Obama in 1999?
Well, according to Donald Trump, he was probably hijacking one of the planes. He was giving them directions to how to get the fucking thing.
Does Obama have a time machine?
He doesn't even, apparently didn't even have a birth certificate, because Donald Trump called him out on that, too.
That was before the election.
I'm like, how can
the birth
you...
certificate thing drives me insane.
Everything Donald Trump says drives me insane, and I'm glad that the polls are finally starting to reflect what America what should feel about Donald Trump. He's a joke, and he's a dangerous joke. And I think that should be all we talk about Donald Trump this week.
In other news, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Lindsay, welcome back to the show. You've got some things you wanted to say. We're not going to talk about George Zimmerman 2.0, Chad Copley tonight. We don't have enough time to do everything. And I don't want this show to be completely, angering. So, Lindsay, we'll talk about that next week. Lindsay, you had some Nickelodeon news. Something happy, finally.
Yeah.
You go ahead. You fill us in on that. I'm going to throw this Barks can away and curse under my breath.
Well, today starts the 25th anniversary of Nickelodeon Animation.
Woohoo! Ooh.
They are starting off with celebrating with the first three shows that started it all, Rugrats, Doug, and Ren and Stimpy.
Oh,
they're showing, like, today they're showing all the first episodes.
Ren and Stimpy, that's
of that series.
I think that would be considered like a controversial.
Well, it was. It originally played on MTV, and then that edited version was on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I heard
I watched it on Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
It was also awful.
But they
yes, it was.
No, I remember it being a huge deal though. Like when SNICK first came out, like they promoted it all the time. We were like, oh, Melissa Joan Hart, Clarissa is going to be on the orange couch showing these new cartoons, and they like made a huge deal about it, and they didn't air until like 9 o'clock at night. So it's like, can I stay up and watch it?
To be fair, did she explain any of it?
Yeah. No.
To be fair, this was the 90s, and fart jokes were just outrageously funny back then.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Ren and Stimpy was gross. I couldn't eat while watching it, but I still watched it.
I tried to watch it. I really couldn't. The funniest Ren and Stimpy joke ever was the one on The Simpsons, where they were given an award out for best cartoon, and they showed all these different cartoons, and then they said Ren and Stimpy, like season opener, and then it was just a picture that said clip not or show not ready, episode not ready, and everyone cheered because the joke is that everyone loved Ren and Stimpy, even though no one, you know, they couldn't watch it. It wasn't. It was stupid. It was a terrible show.
Yeah,
with horrible animation.
But it brought us that horse that said, "No, sir, I don't like it."
I mean,
I just need some Doug in my life.
I do like me some Doug.
Well, there's more than just Ren and Stimpy, right? They're also doing a Rocko's Modern Life movie.
I was getting there.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, is the Jokey Chicken coming back? Today, Rocko's Modern Life is getting a new one-hour TV movie for The Splat, and most of the original crew and cast is back.
What is The Splat?
The Splat is basically Teen Nick in the evening, and it's all 90s Nickelodeon.
I want to point out something real quick. So Lindsay's coming up low on the mic. I keep motioning for her to speak into it. She doesn't. So I start to push the mic in front of her. She backs away from it. I'm not trying to choke you on it.
You're going to push the mic off into my lap.
Well, then don't back up.
Then push
I can't
into
help
the mic.
It. I'm sorry.
It's big, scary, and blue.
Dr. Manhattan.
That was a big old dick.
That was a giant blue penis.
He wouldn't want Vietnam.
What are you
much
guys?
Faster.
I'm all right. Talking about the mic. Her mic is literally blue.
Smurf. Let's move it back to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, back to Nickelodeon.
So
to
we got
Orange.
A 1 hour Rocko's
Modern
Life.
I'm excited. I loved Rocko's Modern Life.
I really
enjoyed it.
So I'm gonna be that guy. I didn't like it that much.
Oh, I loved Rocko's Modern Life.
All right, I'm gonna join Tanner. I say I liked it, but I never really liked it that much either.
I loved Rocko's Modern Life.
I said I liked it because everyone else was like, "Hey, you watch Rocko's Modern Life?" Yeah.
I watched it.
With the sex phone operator?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a good show.
I watched it in passing, waiting on like Rugrats or Doug to come on.
I didn't like Rugrats either.
Rugrats I liked early Rugrats.
It was Klosky Geppetto with Klosky Geppetto. What's the animation company?
I don't remember.
It's some Klosky. I can at least say the first part. That was the company who did the animation, and they're very good at putting things from weird perspectives or disorienting the viewer.
Disorienting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
no, and the animation was fine. I just the show
it
wasn't
your thing.
It wasn't. I loved Doug.
I loved Doug.
I think everybody loved Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't Doug a bit more down to earth?
It was. Yeah. It was like King of the Hill.
And it was a little more older aimed.
And Rugrats. That was more.
That's where I got my hate of little kids.
There was definitely like trippy scenes.
Yeah.
Especially in the early.
Rugrats
the
was
episodes.
The show.
Yeah.
Like, that was just...
Yes, you're right. Rugrats was a show.
It was the
on
show.
On Nickelodeon.
I did like Rugrats a whole lot. It was not my favorite show on Nickelodeon,
but
though.
Honestly, though,
it
without Rugrats,
cartoon.
Nickelodeon animation wouldn't have went as far as it did.
I don't remember many Nickelodeon shows, to be honest with you.
You remember the
like
train wreck that was
them.
All Grown Up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't...
All Grown
don't
Up.
Don't tell me. No. Stop. Please.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was. It's a neat idea in concept.
Wait. Hold on. You said all grown up. Isn't it all grown up?
It is all grown up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot.
I slightly all remember that. It's when Angelica, like, isn't she in college and she started stripping
career? They're all in, like, high school, middle school.
Yeah. And on
paper, are you telling me Angelica's not going to grow up to be a stripper?
No.
I think she'd grow up to be, like, a dominatrix.
I'm pretty sure by now she's got four kids. She's got four kids. Her husband works down at the cement plant.
And she still yells at the kids like she did to the other...
She keeps
babies.
Jesse's rubbing his eyes. He's wondering what the hell's going on right now.
Smelling toast again.
Okay, do I need to move on?
Yeah, yes. Move on.
And then the other one, this one's been out for a few weeks, but Hey Arnold is getting rebooted.
I'm really excited about that. They've already released
some of the character designs.
I've seen exactly one episode of Hey Arnold when Lindsay had it on the other day. Did not like it.
See, it wasn't my favorite. I still watched it.
When's Pete and Pete coming back?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, God, Pete and Pete.
I wish.
Hey Arnold.
I mean, it's on the Splat.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't even know what the Splat is. Is that its own channel?
Yeah.
It's late night Teen Nick.
He's
too young to remember all this.
It's on the station, Teen Nick. It's like a special.
Yeah.
It's like Adult Swim.
Basically. Okay. And it's all 90s cartoons and live action shows. Salute Your Shorts, Hey Dude, Clarissa Explains It All, Pete and Pete, all that.
Oh,
every time I turn
it
on, it's Hey Arnold and Angry Beavers.
I did like Clarissa Explains It All because I like Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes.
Not anymore.
No live action show, Nick, was any better than Salute Your Shorts.
I loved Salute Your Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts was really good.
I really liked Hey Dude also, though.
Hey Dude
was
really good.
God,
you guys
made me feel awful because while you guys were watching Nickelodeon as a kid, I watched the NBC Nightly News and Dateline.
Yeah, no, my TV was on Nickelodeon through most of the 90s.
I always hated Sunday. Always hated Sunday.
My childhood.
I
could have been so much better.
I miss the Nickelodeon game shows.
But if not for my soul crippling childhood forced on me by my father, then I wouldn't have the expertise to give you the news in such a comical way now.
And, that is true.
In a suicidal kind of funny way.
It's just a big circle back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show.
What did we talk about at the beginning of the show?
I don't remember.
Knowing your dad.
Yeah, my dad.
Oh,
God rest his soul. But
I mean, if it makes you feel better,
he's a strange duck.
Most of the time, I wasn't able to pick what was on the TV, so I spent a great deal of time. Though my dad was a huge nerd, closet nerd. Didn't like to talk about it in front of the general public.
My dad was not.
So I mean, we spent a lot of time. Like he would watch the cartoons with us, but only cartoons that he liked. Which whenever he discovered Boomerang, that was a glorious day for my dad. But most of the time on TV, he would just watch, he would either watch Star Trek or old Westerns.
My dad was a Western guy. When he found out about the Western Channel,
that was all she wrote.
KO.
Bonanza all the time.
My dad, when he would not only not like the things I watched, he would ridicule me for them. He found out I watched Sailor Moon, and one day I was watching it. He knew it was a Japanese cartoon. That's all he knew about it. And I was watching the English version of it.
Uh-oh.
So they're speaking English. And my dad walks by. He's like, does a cat meow in Japanese? And I just want to turn around. I was like, well, first off, they're speaking English. Why don't you go down to the bar, get you a glass, get you a pint. I'll carry you back to bed like normal.
My only ridicule on that was whenever she'd be like, I am Sailor Moon. One time my mom walked down the hall and I was like, big deal.
If it makes you feel better, my dad also ridiculed my choices in TV sometimes. Particularly whenever I would watch something with anime in it, but like Dragon Ball Z or anything like that. Boy, did he hate Dragon Ball Z. But he also hated most of the shows I watched on Nickelodeon. Like, he said they were goofy. Like, Hey Arnold was one of them. Ren and Stimpy, I later realized that he was right.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold,
it did not hold up.
Nope.
Hey Arnold, for being goofy, I can kind of see that only in the character designs.
Well, again, I've seen...
It had that was a very diversity as far as, like, depth of the actual characters.
And it was a very, like, heavy-handed, show.
Yeah.
There were a lot of, like, big, important subjects talked about.
My
very
favorite
adult
episode, I remember this one distinctly from when I was a kid.
I'm clocking out. Good night.
You guys it was like a Christmas episode, and they wanted to go ice skating or something, and so Arnold's grandpa goes outside and like breaks all the fire hydrants on the street and floods the street and it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
So all the kids can go out ice skating.
It was the snow day episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they were really hoping for it because he was listening to the radio and
Grandpa
they skipped their
bright
school, PS 118 or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yeah, they skipped his school And then they're like, oh, wait, we forgot one. And, yeah, then they had the snow day. And, yeah, that was a great episode.
Wasn't that a movie?
No.
Hey Arnold has a movie.
Or I'm thinking of Recess.
Yes,
wasn't
Recess
there
has a movie, too.
A theatrical release called Hey Arnold, the movie?
But
and then there was also, like, a special.
Well, they did the movie, and then I think they split the movie up into, like, episode-esque type things, but I've never
watched
it.
Who the fuck is Arnold?
He's a football head.
Football head, yeah. He was the blonde kid.
The main
hey
title.
No,
character.
I know who he is.
He
I know
very
who he
90s.
Is.
He wore a plaid shirt around his waist.
Huh? I did that. I don't have a football head.
I never understood what that was.
Yeah.
Huh?
I always thought it was like a kilt.
It's his
or
shirt
like,
underneath his other
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, you see him without, without his blue shirt sometimes.
No, I'm not going to lie. For the longest time, I thought he was wearing a kilt, too.
But one episode, you actually do see him like take off his out shirt, or like his outer
sweater,
shirt. And then you see the button down flannel.
And then you're like, what is life anymore?
I'm wondering that right now.
Dude, I didn't have Cartoon Network. So, like, while you were watching Sailor Moon, all I had was Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
No, Cartoon Network
didn't roll around until, like, eighth grade for me.
I didn't have Cartoon Network. It wasn't on Cartoon Network. It was on KTLA. I had to get up at 7 in the morning
and
to watch it.
And physically move a satellite dish.
And then
dish.
The satellite dish, because I had, we've talked about this, I had the big government satellite dishes.
Yeah.
And I literally, when it froze up, I had to break it and move it to the right galaxy. I was like Jodie Foster in Contact. I was going to find that signal. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. We're at an hour. We'll talk about George Zimmerman 2.0 next week. It is very important. We'll have more facts by then. And, you know, keep watching the stars, because hopefully Trump will be ascending someday soon. I'm kidding. He won't ascend.
He'll descend.
You hear that, Dad? So that's all for tonight.
Oh.
You get it?
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you on Saturday, maybe with the sports show. If not, we'll be back Sunday with Nerd Up. Jesse's got some good things. He told us about, including a long and complicated explanation about what the fucking ARG is. He'll take that on Sunday. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night. Tanner, take us out.
Fuck.